to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, indeed, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. And we've got a, what I want to say is, an amazing week of radio for you. It's kind of interesting when I step back and I kind of look at the journey and what this has been like for me. You know, as your host of the Dr. Pat Show, formerly known as Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. And I want to kind of point that out because many of you have said to me, you know, look, what are you doing with the whole crust busting thing? We love that. We want you to do more of that. Well, every show I do, it really is about crust busting. And today, we're going to knock some serious crust off of our prosperity consciousness. And I was really taken by the events of late. Where was I taken? I don't know. I was taken to a place that I hadn't been in a long time. What does that mean? Well, what that means is you could go inside the desert of your mind, and what you'll find is desert. And for some people, what that means is dry stuff, a lot of heat, sand that gets all in your clothes and in places on your body you didn't even know you had, not feeling really good, sweating a lot, feeling like you're sluggish. And imagine the mind having that experience. And I thought to myself, as I continue to answer questions about the holistic makeover, and I'll share a little update on that. But, you know, the idea is, how do we stay in tune? Not in tune like we think might be in tune. For example, I grew up with a dad who was a mechanic. And so there was a level of precision that my dad talked about on a regular basis when it came to the mechanical things in the house. You know what I'm saying? I didn't realize until I was about 12 years old that I actually had fingernails that weren't black from being in the garage with the dad and working with him. You know, having three girls at the time, there was, you know, we got to be the gopher. We got to be the gopher mechanics. And so I learned a lot, but I also learned a lot about precision. And I remember saying to my dad one day, as he asked me for a particular wrench, and you know, I believe I was like 12-ish or 13-ish, and he asked me for a particular wrench. And I don't know if it was a 3/8, I don't remember, but it was a very precise request. And I took the wrench out, which I thought was it. And I handed him that wrench. And he said to me, this is not a 3/8 inch. This is a 3/4 or something like that. I'm trying to remember now, you know, exactly what it is. But it was only off a hair. And at the moment, and at that time, I knew that. Okay, I just want you to know that I knew that. He had taught us about this kind of thing. And, you know, we were very fortunate as girls to know stuff that pretty much boys only got to know. So it was in that moment. And I said something to him like, well, Dad, I've used this particular wrench before. And so I know this one will work. And he said to me something like, you're right. It will work. But it won't work in the most effective way possible. And if you use this wrench, you may actually damage the bolt. And I didn't really understand that until he said, come over here and try it. And so today's show is about precision, and it's not about precision. It's a reminder of how we can, and my commitment to all of you out there, to make sure that whatever storm is going on the outside, that we are calm on the inside. And so I picked up an old book and I talked to a friend of mine, Pete Siegel, who is joining me here today. And we talked over the weekend. And I said, Pete, why don't you join me for the show today? This is a show where we're opening up the phone lines. We're going to take your calls. We're going to help whoever's out there create a shift in their minds. I'm going to be pulling prosperity cards throughout the show today. And I pulled one right now. And the card that I pulled is this. And these cards are from Heidi Baer. She created these cards back in 1990-something when it wasn't even fashionable to even be looking at prosperity cards. But she created them. They are the Harmony cards. And I want to read this. It says, there is good in everything that happens to me from now on. There is good in everything that happens to me from now on. And so I thought about that. And as I was kind of reading like I do every day, I picked an old book, one of my books, very first book somebody gave me about laws of prosperity. And I picked it up. And it's a big old fat book by Catherine Ponder. And it says The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. And I have a big old book, whatever, marker in it. And I thought about Pete joining me here today. And I thought about Pete and what he does with people to help them remember this thought. And here's the thought. The page I turn to says this. Believe in your special powers. Believe in your special powers. And it says, do you hesitate to believe that you have these special powers for prosperity? Well, today's show is to make sure you don't. Pete Siegel joining me here today on the Dr. Pat Show is someone that works with people all over the globe. He's known for his outstanding results-driven approach, and he leaves no crossball unturned. He's joining me here today as a guest on the show. We'll take your calls, but we are going to talk about a few very special things. Pete, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Pat, it is incredible to be here with you. And the topic that we'll be discussing today is something that many, many people are being impacted by. So the information that we'll be discussing is something that you can use to make decisive changes right away.
So let's give people an idea about the topic for today, because many of us, we sense that there is something going on the outside. But I read something, just a really short sentence or two from, you know, this big book that I used to carry around 24/7. And it's believe in your special powers. Pete, where does it start? Does it start there?
Well, yes, because you have to understand. I mean, there's two things at work here, two dynamics at work. You've heard the euphemism frequently, we create our reality. Well, and that everything that happens to us is for a reason. Those are the two dynamics involved here. We didn't create this banking debacle. We didn't create the housing problem. We didn't create oil and gas prices going up. I mean, that's Republican greed, folks. That's corporate greed trying to squeeze every last dime out of you that they can at the economy's expense. But unfortunately, tens of millions of people are affected by this greed, by this poor judgment, by this absolute lack of concern for integrity and for the welfare of people. Now, where do you stand in life? What are you going to do with the situation the way it is now? How can you make a change? How can you use this for your own benefit? People's life savings have been wiped out, Pat, as you know.
Oh, I know.
The FDIC
only
insures up to $100,000. It's funny they say, well, if you have more than $100,000, then you know, you have to make arrangements with your bank. But, well, look, you see, and everything that happens to you is for a good and necessary and positive reason. What's the thing, the reason, what's the good that can come out of this that you have to begin to realize now? You say, well, where does it start? Well, the reason and the lesson to me, and Pat and I were discussing this, is crystal clear. And what is that lesson? You now have to begin to get more deeply involved proactively in your own life than you ever have before. You have to begin to look at things that you held as sacred, as stable, as dependable, as secure, and look at them in terms of What other options do I have? What banks can I put my money in? What kinds of investments can I make? What kind of job security or income security can I intervene within or create or produce for myself that's going to enable me to keep going? The things that you used to just automatically assume are stable, dependable, and secure have to be re-looked at now with a sense of proactive conviction, which means that I am not just going to allow the things to take care of me that I have or depend on things the way I used to anymore. Look, very simple rule of thumb here is that we just assume that things will take care of themselves. But if we have a car, we take it at least once or twice a year to the mechanic to get it serviced, to make sure it keeps going, don't we?
Absolutely,
yes.
Yeah.
We have the plumbing in our homes. We assume all the pipes are clear and everything, but we have a plumber come in once a year to route out the pipes to make sure that everything stays flowing and nothing builds up. Same thing with our physical bodies, okay? We're supposed to go at least once a year to get what's called a checkup, aren't we?
Right.
To make sure that even though we think things are okay, that they actually are. But we don't do that with our banking. We don't do that with our job security. We don't do that with many other things in our lives that right now we used to just assume would never have to be an issue.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's why today we're having this conversation about the biggest mistake which compromises your life. The biggest mistake which compromises your life. When we come back, Pete and I have our own opinions about what that is. We have not rehearsed this show, but we're going to bring it to you about as real as we can get. If you'd like a card pulled for you today, a prosperity card, if you'd like me to give you a deck of these cards and want to come on air with your question, we're here to do it. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Do you have questions about romance, work, or health? Get the answers you need at the Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo, October 11th and 12th at the Seattle Center Fisher Pavilion, Saturday 10 to 7 and Sunday 11 to 6. For only $12, you can enjoy 2 days filled with over 80 holistic exhibitors and 60 free lectures ranging from natural health, personal growth, and metaphysical topics. Visit bmse.net for a $2 off coupon or call 541-482-3722 for information. Shop beautiful crystals, purchase quality nutritional supplements, have your future revealed, and much more. From ancient healing traditions to the latest in the holistic world, this Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo will educate and entertain. Dr. Pat will have an all-new lecture at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Come enjoy the Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo, October 11th and 12th. Visit bmse.net.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Toprasin.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin.com or 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hey, are you one of those people who need a boost of motivation to lose those extra pounds and inches? Well, here it is. Take the Sugar-Free Miracle Weight Loss Challenge and earn $100 for every 10 pounds you lose. I'm Karen Bentley, creator of the amazing Sugar-Free Miracle Diet, which you'll love. It's easy, sustainable, and it stops out-of-control eating. To participate, send me an email at expert@sugarfreemiracle.com. That's expert at sugarfreemiracle.com, and I'll send you the details.
Visit the premier online store where science and spirit unite. Shop consciously, explore new ideas, and connect with your world at bleepstore.com. Find the latest in spiritual and documentary films, green living products, and online articles. Dr. Pat listeners receive 10% off with coupon code Dr. Pat. That's D-R-P-A-T at checkout. Go to the drpatshow.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. The drpatshow.com.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Oh, yeah, that's kicking it up. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, everyone. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. You know, let us help whoever you are out there that wants to create an affirmation which is more like a dedication and a commitment for your life, for how to pay it forward to another, and to make sure that you are plugged in, turned on, and living life full out. Pete Siegel joining me here today, very special guest of mine. And Pete and I have been on radio several times, and he's been a very, very special guest on the Dr. Pat Show. Some of the most powerful radio that we've done, that I've done, has been with Pete. And so we're thrilled to have him here. Let me just tell you, he is someone that has been sought out by professionals all over the world to help them understand how to create a compelling vision for their lives. But more importantly than all of that, beyond the hypnotherapy, beyond the NLP that he does, beyond the whole brain learning, beyond all of that, he will help you get results, because that is his middle name. And he is also the creator of many, many different publications, and we'll talk about them today. And who knows, he may even give you guys a copy of some of them. But he's here from incrediblechange.com, his website, joining me here today because we are talking about something that people don't want to talk about. The biggest mistake which compromises your life. The biggest mistake. Pete, let's you and I get personal here. Okay. Like Olivia Newton-John got physical. Maybe Benny can find that tune.
Let's get personal, Pete and Pat.
And the reason that I say that is, the biggest mistake which compromises your life. Many people are out there saying, oh, she's using the mistake word. Well, she also uses a failure word. But let's talk about it. From your perspective, what's been the biggest mistake that you've had happen to you, which has compromised your life? And then I'll share mine.
Let's see. The biggest mistake.
I have to think the biggest mistake when? Like today or yesterday?
Within the last 10 minutes or what?
Exactly. Funny you should say that.
I would say that the biggest mistake that I knew that I needed to deal with was I have a type A, aggressive, intense, conquer the world personality. You know that. It's partly what makes me as great as I am in my field. It's partly what made me create inroads in the profession of hypnotherapy, NLP, and personal success motivation that blew by every other practitioner, literally, in the world. And it's also, because of its abrasiveness, something that didn't allow the goodness and the comfortable, loving kindness and assistance that was always available to find its way through its veil, so that it could impact me and bless me in the way it possibly could. So I would say, because of my intense drive, it became more than an intense drive many years ago. It became this conquest compulsion, and the needle was so far into the red zone that I didn't have the kind of connectedness with other life that really could have benefited me and many, many other people across the world. So I would say, and I've gotten incredibly better as I went along, and I'm revealing on that. Let me just say one more thing, because during the break, Dr. Pat and I were discussing an issue, and she made a very interesting point, and I have an amendment to it, which is, you know, we were discussing a certain life issue, and then I indicated, you need to ask for things. And then the idea, ask, and ye shall receive. Mm-hmm. Ask, and it will be given to you, came up. And then, unconsciously, here's what came up. Additional to that, folks, which is ask with conviction and you shall be blessed. Ask with conviction, with rightfulness, deservedness, and positive intent, and you shall be blessed. The biggest mistake that I feel people make is that they don't get as involved in their own lives as they need to be. They don't know themselves enough to begin to do things for themselves. They just assume they either can't or they just traditionally allow others to do for them. So that's my take on it, is that the biggest mistake people make is that they don't know themselves enough and they don't get proactively involved, especially in the things that are most meaningful and important. If you look at what's happening in society and the economy today, the things that are falling apart, the things that are crumbling, even as we look, are because of the last 8 years of neglect with this president. The things that the country needs to stay on its feet, to stay solvent and stable and secure, and to keep people employed and to have them have income so that they can pay their bills and live their lives, those basic things were totally neglected because of focus on Iraq and other things that mean really less and less to Americans as time goes on. So look at the results now. You have to get involved. And it's a very daunting, intimidating task for many people. But you have to now. So we'll be discussing the things that you can do to make that transition more proactively feasible and more successful and impactful as you continue on in your life.
Well, and part of this, and this is what I love about having you on, because you and I can go on head-to-head whether we agree with each other or not.
Right.
You know, and that's what I love about this conversation, because everybody has an opinion. But I will tell you that the greatest mistake I've made that has compromised my living life full out, my dreams coming true, has been one thing. Well, there's two, but I'm going to give one answer. It's been doubting the power of my deeper special powers for prosperity, growth, and rich achievement. Mm. It has been doubting. Okay. It has been doubting when I get up during the morning, doubting the absolutely abundant, glorious, beautiful, unlimited future of my life. It has been doubting the special gifts that have shown up and saying, no, not me. It has been doubting whether or not I can be what everyone wants me to be and yet forget who I truly want to be. It has been doubting my own spiritual practice. It has been doubting the fact that we are getting clues and downloads every minute of every day about what action we should take. It has been living in doubt about whether or not I'm worthy, whether or not I'm good enough. It's been living in doubt that I truly have secret, as some people say, the secret, the movie, the secret. You know what? You know, let me talk about this a minute. You know what the real secret is? Do you want to know what the real secret is?
Yeah.
The real movie, the secret that could be made, that we could make right now? The secret is that we have unlimited power to create our lives. We really do. And so my quote mistake has been doubting any and all of that. Because as I doubt myself, what I'm seeing is I'm doubting spirit. I'm doubting God. I'm doubting, you name whatever, goddess, Isis, you know, Kuan Yin, Madam Pele, whatever that is for you, these are not ideas only. This is an energy and a vibration. And so that's, for me, that's number one. Number two is believing that I could actually make a mistake. You see, I had to learn, Pete, and I know you know this as well. Every, quote, mistake that I've ever made, even as recently as a couple of weeks ago, what we would call in society a mistake is an enormous opportunity for creativity. Even if we look at this administration, last administration, the administration when I was back in my hippie days playing table tennis, it doesn't matter. If we look at these things as being showstoppers, then you know what, Pete? We don't have any place to go. Okay, just got off on that a little bit, didn't I?
Well, let me give some involved input here, because two things, and because you were very passionate about the concept of I doubt it,
mm-hmm.
and then the concept that you just brought up, which was, you know, why don't we believe, and why do we make quote unquote mistakes? I like what you said about failure. To me, there's no such thing as failures. There are only outcomes, which means results,
yep.
based upon ingredients.
Yep.
And mistakes, why do people make mistakes? Well, two reasons. Number one, because they get too amplified and too involved in a certain emotion, and their judgment becomes impaired because of it. Or the second is because they're ignorant. They don't know enough about something, and so they just go based upon a whim, okay, based upon a survival need, which has to do with not looking bad, not failing, not having misery, suffering, pain, lack, or some kind of disgruntlement as a result. Okay? So that's why people make mistakes. But if you make a mistake, you can learn from it. In other words, it's a teacher. It's an opportunity for you to reevaluate your approach. Now, sometimes you make a mistake and you can't buy the result back. You can't make amends. You may have offended someone so badly,
right,
or caused someone such upheaval that, you know, they'll never deal with you again, and that's part of the learning process as well. But if you're open to refinement, and if you're open to looking at what happened to you because of your judgment, I mean, look at the people who invested in investment banks and that held their 401ks and the retirement funds that they just got wiped out, and now this brilliant $700 billion bailout, what is that going to be used for? Buying bad debt? How are they going to get their money back? I mean, this Bush's economic stimulus program where he gave everybody $600 after they filed their tax return, that was supposed to be the first indication of things turning around. Did it? No. Not even close. So let's segue that into doubt for a second, because why does someone doubt? Why would someone not believe, even though they read and they see and they hear from others and they experience others who have applied belief and faith?
Well, let's hold that for a minute, because we're going to take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about that, because there is one of these, you know, again, for those of you that saw the movie The Secret and you loved it and it's changing your life. Yeah. But there are other laws. For example, the prosperity law of self-confidence. And this is what Pete and I are talking about today, because you are listening to this show, and I hope you're listening in a way where you look inside. You really look inside and you honor every aspect of who you are, whether you are part of the crisis going on right now, whether you made some bad decisions in your life. This is really an opportunity to let it go, because you are special. You have inside you everything you need. When we come back, my very special guest, Pete Siegel, and I will continue this conversation about how to free yourself from the shackles of limitation. We'll be right back.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. small, B-I-Z, Sherpa.com. Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Whether you're female or male and you're feeling just not quite right, your hormones may be out of balance or depleted. For a comprehensive assessment and to discuss the safe and effective bioidentical natural hormone therapy, visit the bioidentical hormone specialist, Dr. Darvish and her staff at Holistique Medical Center in Bellevue. Call 425-451-0404. Visit Holistique at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Spiritual empowerment coach and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. Get your free on-air readings on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis right here on Alternative Talk 1150 every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Robin serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Make your appointment every Wednesday at 3. Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis right here on Alternative Talk 1150. And for more information, check out our website at RobinAlexis.com.
Tune in your radio to hear Carrie O'Connor, master visionary, medium, and clairvoyant, as she uses her amazing psychic gifts to help you step into your divine power and begin to create the life of your dreams. Carrie will read your unique energy field, connecting you with the treasures of your soul, your passions, and your true life purpose. Don't miss Carrie's weekly astounding and energetic predictions. Fasten your seatbelt as you take a wild ride with Carrie O'Connor. Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Listen live at thedrpatshow.com.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
She's so exciting to me.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. You know, this is really exciting for me because I mentioned that we've launched the Holistic Makeover. We're in the process of evaluating all the applicants. We've decided that we're not, there will be nobody out there that doesn't get something. We're creating a teleclass for everyone out there. This is our way of giving back. This is a response. The folks that will be selected will be people that will also agree to pay it forward. We'll be able to follow their journey along the way. We'll all learn from it. Every day I have learned since launching the makeover, I have learned something new. I've learned something amazing. And I've learned also that there are so many things that I absolutely do not know about how these laws work. And if I can, and my guest Pete Siegel, if we can be sort of an example to say, we don't know it all. We really don't. We're really two average people. And, you know, Pete hasn't shared his story, but you've heard mine. We're just kind of folks that, in my case, I had to have the universe have something horrific happen to me so that I would pay attention to what I'm really supposed to do. And then there's Pete. And Pete is joining me here today because we are looking at a way to share with you what you can do today and will continue to help everybody out there kick it up. I pulled a card, Pete, and before we get into it, this is the deal. This card is simple. It says, I connect with my inner power and expand my ability to receive. Now, Pete Siegel's blueprint for this talks about what we have to do to clear the gunk out of the way so that we could step in to incredible power. Pete, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me here today.
Fantastic, as always, to be here with you.
It is. It's really, I love it. I love it. But you've got a few things you want to share with folks.
Well, again, a lot of people are really, really financially impacted, and the disillusionment that they have experienced with the way things have gone, the total greed that executives have shown, and disregard for human life and personal welfare, just to get everything that they can at everybody else's expense. Now the economy is paying the price for it. This constant funding of this war in Iraq, where he's making more importance about Iraq than his own country, and look at the problems we're having right now, and then look at the mess that's made, and the next president in less than 2 months has to come in and try to do something to turn it around. Stop depending on the government, folks, and start depending on yourself. I'm not saying be rebellious or be an anarchist. I'm saying start looking to yourself for the answers that you've looked to others to supply for you. And say, well, I'm a certain age. I can't do it. I'm a certain socioeconomic background. I'm a certain educational level. No, there's no such thing as lack or limit. There's only what you choose to believe. Really, think about that for a second. There's only what you choose to believe. People lesser than you with no money who have come from other countries have become made themselves incredible successes here. And they didn't even speak the language when they came. You can do it, too. It's something that you just have to begin to look and say, what are the things that I need in my life? What are the things, the basic things that I need to survive, to stay above water, and to live in comfort? What are those things? Write them down. Then the first question you have to ask yourself is, how do I have to be internally? What do I have to think? What do I have to feel? What do I have to know about myself? And how do I have to see myself so that I can move ahead and begin to meet my needs that way, instead of hoping a job opportunity comes up? And then if I get a job, hoping that my superiors like me enough to give me opportunity, hoping, wishing, dreaming, waiting, scheming, fantasizing, getting on my knees and praying. Well, add to that choosing to be proactively convict now, proactively involved, to intervene, to begin to research options, to begin to look more deeply than the TV set and the radio and the newspaper, and begin to do internet research, library research, to know what's out there for you, to first begin to define what it is you want, why you believe you can have it, why you deserve to have it, and what you can start to do of yourself, by yourself, and for yourself to make decisive and continual differences for yourself in your life. Wow. Think about that, folks, in a way that really begins to move you to consider new options, new ways. And from that, you'll find the most important element and key here. You will begin to find a new part of yourself. Dr. Pat earlier discussed how she used to doubt. Well, there's a part within her that doesn't doubt, that is very sure, very confident, very definitive, very decisive. It's the part that's made her the number one radio show host in Seattle. It's the part that's made her an internet radio show host icon when she learns how to really connect with that part full time and let that part think and feel and act and perform and legislate life through her. That's when doubt dissolves completely and certainty becomes the emphatic fact of your life.
Oh, and Pete, haven't you said a bunch of things? And you know, one of the things that I love about today's show and how absolutely real we are getting here today is, and I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why. I can't really pinpoint it, but I will say this. I think it's important for people to know that there are other people out there that get it. I don't know about you, but when I've had some really tough times in my life, it really did help to know that there was someone out there that got it, that could understand where I was without trying to fix it. That's what Pete and I are here today about. We're not trying to fix anybody. We're here to support you. And you know, one of the things you shared, and I want to talk to this. Even when I have shifted my consciousness and have been in that place of confidence, as I said before, you know, I was looking at, you know, a statement that I made, the prosperity law of self-confidence, which is so important. And when I looked at that, I was almost at the place of expecting everything would get better. Very recently for me, as a matter of fact, that situation, you know, where you're looking at your life, your finances are nowhere to be found, right? You wonder how you got to that place.
Where'd they go?
Somebody, I heard that big old sucking sound, but I didn't know it was my bank account.
I didn't know it was my account.
Yeah. And then you think, you know, my mom is from the South, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. So the deal with that is I grew up with, you know, Mario Lanza music and country music. So I have the saga. So what I'm about to say is almost as if it could be a brand new popular country song. I ain't got no money, right? My health is in the toilet. And my 15-year relationship is walking out on me. And you think, what prayer did I forget to say?
Yeah.
And so how do you look at those kinds of things? Oh, lost my job, lost my money,
and
lost my love.
Pregnant.
I'm too old for that. Lost my job, lost my money, right?
Yeah.
And you're faced with that, and you still have to put the face on and step out into the world. And so it's through times like this where the toolkit that we have is probably one of the most important things that we can carry with us.
Right.
And it's kind of like 1, 2, 3 strikes you're out, but think about it. And, you know, and I'm sharing something that's very real, right? Ain't got no money. Ain't got no job. Relationship, love of my life is gone because I ain't got no money and I ain't got no job. And here you sit. Health is in the toilet. What do you do next? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to tell you what to do next. And if you don't think Pete and I have been on this journey, I just shared some stuff that is very, very true. And I will say to you, there really is a rainbow. You just got to remember it when we come back. Pete Siegel right here on the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. We're kicking it up to make sure that you remember the magnificence of who you are. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Shining, you know it. I've been watching you move. I've been watching you do all the things that you do.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick, and you've probably heard me talk on the Dr. Pat Show about how to be wealthy and to be happy all at the same time. Well, guess what? I just wrote a new book called Secrets of the Millionaire Inside, and I want you to have this book so much that here's what I'm doing. During the months of September and October, I'm offering a special promotion on my website where if you go to the stores and buy the book, then I'll give you absolutely free 6 CDs full of information. Check out my website, formulaformillionaires.com.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's PASADOSafeHaven.org.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The 7-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Shree is the new high-quality liquid nutritional drink that was scientifically formulated with the sacred superfruit called amalaki and 6 other herbs rich in antioxidants and vitamin C. An ancient Sanskrit word, Shree, spelled Z-R-I-I, means light, luster, prosperity, and heavenly vitality, and is endorsed by the Chopra Center for Well-Being. After months of intense development and testing, a world-class team of physicians and nutrition scholars developed what they believe to be a product unlike any other the world has seen. Nutritionist Renee Marie wants to introduce Shree's powerful nutritional drink to you today. For more information, call 877-553-9744. Visit reneemarie.myshree.com. That's reneemarie.myzrii.com.
The third end. annual Alive Expo is back in Seattle Saturday and Sunday, November 8th and 9th. It's at the Linwood Convention Center. Enjoy health lectures, fitness demos, sample natural and organic products, get a free massage, and receive tons of free product samples. Admission is just $10 and parking is free. Go green at Alive Expo November 8th and 9th at the Linwood Convention Center. Half-price admission coupons available at thedrpatshow.com or visit AliveExpo.com. This is one event you won't want to miss.
Alternative Talk 1150 is now being broadcast in digital quality on FM 98.9 HD3. So rejoice, you early adopters of technology.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, kicking it up Monday through Friday, 10 to noon. And Pete Siegel joining me here today, because this is about not compromising on our lives. And, you know, we're sharing some things that I've never shared before on radio, and so is Pete. But right now in this segment, we've got some solutions. We've got some things to share with everyone out there that you can do right now. Pete, you know, before the break, I painted a picture that on the surface may seem like the gloom and doom of somebody's life that is absolutely never going to pick themselves up. But that's really not the case. And I would love for you to share what you have learned, what folks can do so that they can prosper and thrive now.
Okay, my profession as a peak performance hypnotherapist, and I've been in practice 30 years, folks, and I work with the top 1% of people in the world in sports and business and entertainment. They have the same problems that everybody else has, except theirs are compounded because their lives are usually under a microscope. When someone initially comes to me, it's the antithesis of a, quote, best-case scenario. It's really desperate, it's really compromised, and it's really severe because there's this negative recurrent pattern that's been going on. So the first thing I have to do is hypnotherapy and age regression to find out where the problem first became a problem. Why is it this way for them? Why are they experiencing it the way they are? Why is it so severe? And usually back from ages 2 till 5 till 6, we usually find that there's some kind of trauma, abuse, or just abysmal denigration of them as people and their presence, and any kind of hope or perceptions of value or esteem or worth are just completely destroyed because of the kind of horrible abusive treatment that they experienced, and then moving them to separate the emotions from that so that their adult capacities can kick in and they're not afflicted by childhood negative trauma or childhood negative conditioning anymore. That's the power of Pete Siegel as a hypnotherapist. Now, let's look at situations in today's economy, in today's life, where you got hit all of a sudden with the unexpected. And it's like getting hit with a punch in the solar plexus. And if you've ever had that happen, you hear this, ooh, as the air gets, you know, punched out of you. And you double over in pain, trying to get your breath back, and it hurts. And then you feel very vulnerable for that time period because you have to find some way to stabilize and then start to get your breathing back in order again, and then start to stand up slowly, and then start to go and to realize that you're beyond the experience and the pain that it caused you and the discomfort it caused you. You're now beyond it, okay? That's the key point right now, is to stabilize. What do you need to do to stabilize? You're not going to jump from where it is now into opulence all of a sudden. Right now, you have to stabilize, which means, what do you need to live on? How much? You have to make a personal budget. That's the first thing. Maybe you've never done that before. How much does food cost? The electric bill, the gas bill, gas in my car. How much is the house payment or the car payment? Okay? The basic things that you have to have add up how much it's going to cost you to pay that off or to have the money to make sure that that happens this month. Now you have a target income figure to shoot for. All right? That's the first thing. The second thing is, do you have the feeling of capacity, of capability, and of competency that would enable you to be creative and effective in new ways to make that figure achievable and that figure produced each month or right now for you. What can you do above and beyond or sideways or over or under beyond what you currently do in terms of a job or income that you would be able to do to generate income for? What special skill, special talent, special capacity do you have that other people would be willing to pay you for? What thing can you bring into life that other people admire you for, respect you for, want to be your friend because of, that you're not bringing into life now? That's the second thing. Stabilize. Find out how much you need to live. Look within yourself for new and creative ways to apply yourself that you haven't yet. Well, I can't. I'm just a this. I'm just a no. You're not just in anything. You're just a what you choose to think and just a what you choose to believe. What does Donald Trump believe he is? Or Martha Stewart believe she is? Or Oprah Winfrey believe she is? Or Meg Whitmore, the founder of eBay, believe she is? What do people like that believe they are? Look at Barack Obama. What does he believe he is? He believes he's president of the United States. Okay? So it's what you think and feel and believe and perceive and choose to embrace as truth about yourself. And that can always be expanded, folks. There's always more to you than you're willing to acknowledge. There's always a lot more to you than you're really aware of or that you've ever had to apply. When does that more have to come out? Or when does it come out? Usually in survival situations. I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I did that. My God, without even thinking, I rose to this level and I performed continually until the job got done. Ah, so that capacity does exist within you, doesn't it? Well, let's begin to look for that part right now. The third thing is the stability, establishing your budget, looking at within yourself to find out that you do have this special gift, or as Dr. Pat would say, the power. And the fourth thing is to begin to decide, I may not have ever done this before, but you know what? I'm going to do it now. At a time, there was a time you never rode a bike before, and that didn't stop you. A time when you didn't know how to dress yourself, or tie your shoes, or write your name, or read a book. That didn't stop you, did it? And at the time you were going through that, it seemed an impossibility. And then it became second nature. Well, survival is the strongest instinct within you, and you have brilliant capacities and faculties, qualities and affinities that enable you to survive, to keep going. Well, let's kick that into action now, folks. What do you want? How should it be for you? And what are you going to begin to do, to research, to become aware of, to study, to ask with conviction so you can then be blessed, to begin to communicate what you want, and to begin to take bold, congruent, confident, purposeful steps right now. Purposeful actions right now to meet the needs that you've looked at others to help you meet, to begin to become the reason, the source, the proactive initiator in your life instead of someone who is just going down the road wherever it might bend in terms of what's happening all around you. That's the road most people are driving on right now, and it's a very frustrating, very uncomfortable, very unpredictable road because you don't know where the next pothole will be. You don't know if the vehicle that you're in can navigate that road. Well, I'm talking about finding the super vehicle called the truth within you, what I call the maximum you, the part that you have to develop now, the part that you have to know now. Use that incredible power of your mind to see it the way you want it to be, to ask within yourself, if I knew the answer, what would that be? What would it look like? What would I be doing? What would that entail? To begin to look to yourself and to rely upon yourself and to trust that within you is the more that's necessary to make life say yes to you.
Mm. Wow, Pete. Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
I was right, because that's what people need to do now. And if you don't do it, you have only yourself to blame. If you do it, then you have yourself to thank, to be grateful for, and to learn the most important lesson, which is once you believe something, once you apply yourself, once you determine something can be done, will be done, shall be done, you begin to move in that direction. And as you continue to move in that direction, you ultimately do get it done. I created a program called The Formula, which takes you where the secret never can and never did. And it's based upon Mark 11:23-25 in the Bible. Let me tell you one of those verses because it really relates to the concept of doubt that Dr. Pat was discussing. It says, if any man looks upon this mountain and says to it, be thou taken up and cast into the sea and shall not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says shall happen, he shall have whatsoever he saith. It shall not doubt in his heart, which means subconsciously he has embraced, programmed in, and has locked in a truth that this shall be done.
Wow.
How much more plain can it be spelled out for you, folks? It shall be done by you.
Thank you, Pete. Thanks for joining us, everyone, today. Don't touch that dial. Kerry O'Connor coming right up.